Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Franco family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
I'm not the same anymore. I've been changed by the power of God. I've been touched by the old-time religion.
This is Focus on the Family Minute with David Ring.
People look at me. It's not what we are on the outside. It's everything we are on the inside. People come up to me and say, Brother Dave, don't you want to be normal? And I look at them, I say, what's normal? You think you're normal?
Hear more at familyminute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Franco family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
The Rest of the Story. For thousands of years, we lonely creatures of Earth have yearned for and reached out to unknown majesties beyond the blue. Our most primitive precursors prayed, sacrificed, built monuments, even wrote in the dirt so the gods would notice us. Centuries B.C., the ancient people of Peru drew, sketched in desert clearings, strange geometrical shapes and the likenesses of humans and animals. The original artisans, whom we call the Nazca, vanished about 600 A.D., and yet their art, because of its immense size, civilizations subsequent never knew until the 1930s, when somebody flew over the region in an airplane and looked down on that rocky, arid expanse, 37 miles long and 15 miles wide, and saw the gigantic geoglyphs massively etched on the desert floor, surely intended for the eyes of deities in the skies. Meanwhile, thousands of miles away, a pilot soaring high above the island of New Caledonia in the Southwest Pacific beheld another colossal work of art among the mangroves, one which may be viewed, recognized, and appreciated only from the heavens, a huge and perfect heart shape with an identical, though smaller one, just inside it, like the Neolithic hinges of stone that dot the British Isles. The so-called Vaux Heart, named for the modern town nearest it, had no practical function for a primitive population. It was neither a calendar nor an astronomical observatory. It was just simply what it was. Today it's more. Today it's more for those mammoth, wonderful creations of Peru and New Caledonia, those sprawling symbols which can be seen only from a great height, one day capture the attention of aerial photographer Jan Artus Bertrand. In fact, those fascinating giant images are now prominently and permanently displayed at Bertrand's remarkable traveling exhibition of aerial photography called The Earth from the Sky. Premiering in Geneva in 1999, moving to Zurich in 2001, to Chicago all summer long, 2002. That outdoor exhibit of 126-foot by 4-foot photographs include marvels that will hold crowds spellbound for generations to come. There are swaths of cobalt blue, identifiable only as one draws near as fishing nets. There are intricate Turkish carpet designs, which on closer examination become ornately pruned boxwood hedges in a 17th century French garden more than a mile and a half long. Of course, the ancient Peruvian desert art of the Nazca is represented in that spectacular show. But the stirring photograph of Bertrand's exhibition is now, as always, the Vaux Heart, gigantically inscribed in the mangroves of New Caledonia. And what makes this so special is it was painted by no human hand. Nope. The mangrove trees simply, incredibly, practically, impossibly grew that way. imperfect concentric heart shapes which capture the essence of the photographer's ecological message. For it is as though the earth itself, foreseeing its jeopardized future, made an offering of peace to mankind in natural design. A note which in any language reads, "Be my Valentine." Now you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Buy the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I am your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. We have no paywall. And for those that remember last week, I had Gaia Powell. She is a woman accused of 9 felony counts of voter fraud. She is also running for clerk recorder. It was a bit of a contentious show. And she had to go to court on Monday morning, and I interviewed her after her court case. And remember, at first she said, I want an attorney. She had an attorney. She got rid of the attorney and said, I'm going to represent myself. And then she told me, I plan on getting a public defender. She filed a case to have them give her she called it a conflict counsel and told the court to find someone that wasn't conflicted. Well, first of all, no attorney is allowed to take a case. There's no such thing as saying you're asking a judge to file that. The judge said, this isn't a motion that you can file. No one's allowed to take the case that has a conflict. But I will give you a public defender. I'll appoint one for you. And she then said, no, I want to do this hearing myself. I called her after the hearing. She said she is now primarily thinking she's just going to defend herself unless something wild happens and then she'll change. So she is not going to be getting a public defender. She'll be defending herself. And where before she wanted a bench trial, that means the judge rules. She is now leaning toward wanting a jury trial. She has to go back for her pretrial hearing on May 18th. I think it's going to be interesting. And for those that don't remember, she was accused of voting where she did not reside, then registering to run for office where she did not live. And then claiming she had no income on her 700 form when she did. And then claiming she wasn't going to spend over $2,000 and spending over $2,000. She says the laws are vague and it appears you can rent a place, not actually stay there and claim it's a residence and then pick which residence you want to run and vote from. She also says the other things were hard. You know, the 700 form said it was about conflicts. She didn't have any, so she made a mistake and said she had no income, that there were some mistakes made, but that she should not be gone after, that they should be looking at other crimes. And she's trying to be a good person and run for office. This is going to be an interesting case as it moves forward. And she says that part of the reason she's doing this is to prove that the laws for this are hard to understand and that the district attorney did something wrong by going after her case. And remember, as part of this, when she was on my show, she made a comment that the district attorney's office has hurt a lot of people. Look what happened to David Platick. Well, what happened to David Platick, he was hired by politicians to help win a case. And what he did, he didn't just do stuff online. Platick was then charged with impersonating someone to harm someone. So he impersonated Kevin Rice for political reasons to help certain politicians, including Adam Hill. and he impersonated him, and he was arrested for impersonating someone online to cause harm. I've had that happen to me. I had a troll in this area. His name is Aaron Oaks, and he was helping Adam Hill years ago, and he impersonated me online. And he was on Reddit talking about a certain type of sex that most people don't do. And cocaine under my name. I'm either the only Karen Vealey in the country. There was someone quite a bit older than me that used to be a Karen Vealey in the country. And he was talking about a Karen Vealey in San Luis Obispo as that. And they did determine it was coming from Aaron Oaks. But this law had just gone in where you can't go, you can't impersonate people to do harm. And I'm sorry that then you had an editor from the New Times put on Facebook, I can't believe Karen would talk like that. Well, how weird that you think I would. But anyway, that is who Plattick was. And then while they were prosecuting him, they had Adam as a witness in the case. And then COVID came and it went on years and years. And then Adam Hill committed suicide after the feds raided his office on my reporting. And then they dropped the case because their main witness was dead and they let the case go. Well, Plattick said they ruined his life and he couldn't work. So you can't work as a troll anymore and your life has been ruined. So he decided he was going to kill Dan Dow and then bomb Templeton High School and put as much pain on the community here as possible. And Gaia brought that out during the show. Well, look what they drove this man, how upset he got. The man should not have been impersonating people for politicians and violating the law. I don't care if it's a misdemeanor. They have to go after misdemeanors. They have to go after felonies. And there's times they decide not to. But guess what? DAs have a choice on what they take. If they go way off the realm, there's ways that you can go after them. But you cannot decide what they should be going after. I think this is going to be interesting as we move it through the system. Now I'm going to get back to my guest. I'm calling her a mom. And the reason I'm doing that, we are having a show today about some of the issues with child molestation and how we're looking at a number of issues. We're looking at the problems that are occurring, some of the changes over the years as it has happened, its impacts on families, its impacts on the children for most of their lives, and the problems with this. And I am not going to give family names, but I had a family member with a similar thing happen. But we're talking 35 years ago. And the child was very young. You try not to think about these things. I think they were probably 8 when they told. And they were saying prayers at night. And they mentioned that they would not be going to heaven because they were having an affair. And they brought up the babysitter's husband. And at the time, this was in a different state on the East Coast. And in those years, the Catholic Church, the children went to Catholic school. The family was Catholic. It's very different than California. A lot of people will have, a lot of the priests are from the cities where they practice. So you'll have a priest that was from that area, and then you will have family members or deacons. I thought it was charming. I thought it was much more of a community in that realm. Well, the man was a deacon at the church. The wife worked doing the lunches at the church school. It was the next day as happened in the mom's story. They went to the police department. They reported it to the police department, and about 3 days later, they arrested him. And maybe it was a week or two later, but it was very quickly after being told. He was arrested, and then there was a phone call from law enforcement. And again, we're talking 35 years ago when things were very, very different. But law enforcement immediately said they didn't know we listen in. And we have the right now to listen into their phone calls. We arrested him. He called his wife and said, she told. What are we going to do? And immediately, they had proof of guilt right out of the gate. As I don't believe there was a large amount of time given. I don't believe at that time they punished it like they do now. And remember, the people that do this to others. But that was back in a time where it was not commonly gone after. And I will tell you, in the end, and this didn't come out for probably 10, 15 years, that church ended up being the number one church for child molestations in the country. That was a diocese that was horrid. And I will tell you the impact it has. The parents stopped going to church. The children were not raised going to church. It wasn't just the problems. The child that was impacted has taken depressant medicine ever since. There are the ongoing effect. It isn't just that it happens and then it goes away. It has lifetime damage to the community. And again, that's why I think the way that the district attorneys are operating now and the sentences. I see some of these guys get 200 years now. And again, years ago, decades and decades ago, they would get a slap on the wrist. And many of the times they wouldn't even go after it. I believe that if that man had not admitted to it on the phone with his wife, I don't believe he would have been convicted in that day and age. But because of what he said, and law enforcement at the time, there was a conversation that I was party to, and they said there was a question, is this heavier in the Catholic Church? And they said pedophiles often get involved in religion. They get involved in schools. They become coaches. They do things that allow them to get their hands on children. This isn't because of religion. It's because these men are looking for children. So it isn't. I know there's a lot of anger at churches and the Catholic Church, but in many of these cases, this is where this comes from. And I do believe it actually gives strength in the long run, and they are taking this very differently. The churches are at this time. Have you been involved, or is the counseling, is your church involved in your issue at all?
No.
But the prosecutors have set your family up with a nice group of.
Yeah, we can go to the counselor like once a week. My daughter gets counselor at school. She goes to therapists. She goes to the doctor. She's medicator. She's been medicator since we find out. Up to this day, she still takes medication. I don't think it's gonna stop soon. I think it just damaged her life.
And I am hoping that she'll feel strength when this does come out, that she'll have empowerment.
I hope so, too.
It is a hard thing on families. We are taking calls. The phone number is 805-238-5775, 805-238-5775. And we also, you can also text on that line. We do text calls also. So when I first talked to you, you were concerned about the prosecutors. But since then, you've been working with victim witness. How has that gone?
They have been very helpful. They have called us and let us know how is the case going. At some point, not too long ago, I did ask them, like, why is it taking so long? If this is normal, if I should hire a lawyer, they say no, it's something that it will happen, that the prosecutor is doing her job and that she's doing great. So they are being very helpful. Is it taking a long time? Of course it's taking a long time. We just want this to end.
And again, I don't think I've seen a case in 20 years when there was more than one victim from different families where the person was not successfully prosecuted. And I have seen some of these people with that amount of victims. I've seen over 100-year sentences.
I hope so. I really hope so. Like I said, I'm not saying he needs to pay a year, 10 years, 100 years. I just want him to pay for what he did and know that whatever he did, it was wrong. It's not right to do that to little girls.
Have you, so you, your husband's parents, how is this impacting them? And do you talk to them?
My father-in-law moved to our house when I got married a month later. He's been living with us since then. So my kids grew up around grandpa and grandma for all their lives. So they raised my kids as their own. I have always had that support from them. They know that my kids will not lie. They know that they raised positive kids, good kids. So they have always been very helpful, and they know that my daughter is not lying.
So they are supporting your family?
They are supporting my family. Obviously, they talk to the other people, obviously because it's their kids too. And I don't blame them. I mean, it's their kids too. But they also know that they are wrong.
So they are aware that this they believe it did occur?
Yes.
Have they tried to convince them, or do you know?
They tried to convince them at some point for them to go to court and testify on their behalf.
And then we got to take a break, a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more with a mom.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages ending mixed with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 closing at record highs, with the S&P 500 finishing above the 7,000 level for the first time as investors digest the latest big bank earnings and remain hopeful for an Iran deal. Oil prices holding steady with U.S. crude at around $91 a barrel. Tech was the best performing sector in boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which posted its 11th straight session of gains, its longest winning streak in 4.5 years. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks rallied, led by Tesla, Microsoft, and Apple, and software stocks continue to power higher. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Salesforce, and Apple. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 72 points, the NASDAQ higher by 377, S&P 500 up 56. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. painting is easier with Peak. Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. We are taking your phone calls today, 805-238-5775. You can call in about this subject, or you could call in about any subject you want. And again, the subject today is a tough one. And I even had someone tell me they had turned the radio off. It was too hard to listen to. The subject today is regarding child molestation. And as a reporter, I write about this all the time. It comes up on it's a regular basis. And over and over and over again, you'll see, especially when it's a family member, the children usually come forward after they become an adult. Within about, I'd say 5-10 years of becoming an adult, children come forward. And I have a local Paso Robles mom in the studio. And when her child was 10 or under, an uncle molested them more than multiple times. And they found out, it came out later when a family member came forward and said that they had molested them, that another cousin, there's a large family, one of the other family members, one of the children had become an adult, said that. Then this child came forward and said, when they were telling, she said it happened to her. And then another cousin came forward from another family. The DEA is prosecuting the case. They are going after this person. And what I've seen in the last probably 10 years is very long sentences for people that have done this when the children, even when they come forward. I've seen people that have been accused when they're almost 70, and they have gotten huge sentences towards these cases. And this is one of the reasons. I mean, this is, it's very different than it used to be. It's not perfect, but it is way better than it used to be. And, but it's, we're talking about the problems with how hard it is on families, how hard it is when you go through the system, and how hard it is on the children. But the three children in your family, now in this case, there was, my guest is an American-born citizen. Her husband is an American citizen now, but the child was threatened when he was not yet a U.S. citizen that they would have him deported if she told. And the child was quiet for that reason. The children are no longer afraid. But all three children have done fairly well in life. One goes to Cal Poly. Are all three still children in college now?
Yes, they are. They are. This is their second year in college. All of them. They are doing very well. Obviously, it's not easy. It's going to be hard forever, I'm guessing. It's hard for our family.
I do believe as it's so much worse when things are going through hearings. I don't care if it's criminal or civil. When you have to do trials, I get that fight or flight feeling. when I think about a hearing or a trial or a certain criminal cases, I've had cases that have nothing to do with me when I've been sitting in there as a reporter and I have that horrible ache in my stomach as I listen to horrible things. And when it's personal, when it's your family, it's 10 times worse. And I saw you on a Thursday when you had a hearing on a Monday. And I looked at you and I asked you what was wrong. I saw the look in your eye and saw that you were ready to cry and was not sure. And that's when you told me what was happening. But I do believe when you get away from having to do the court system, I'm hoping it gets better for you.
I'm hoping that too. I'm hoping that once the case is closed or once they sentence that person, I will feel more relieved. My family will be more relieved. My daughter can go on with life. Right now, I feel that she can't go on because everything is just there. The court day is changing. Oh, we're going to have to do this day. So she can keep going with her life. It's still there. It's hard.
And again, this is hard for everyone. Court cases, criminal cases, whether you're the victim or the perpetrator. I think court is stressful. It's hard on people. But I do believe that coming forward and calling the police and making sure the person is locked up, because I have seen cases against elderly people. And right now, the DA's office this week came out with a statement. And it wasn't actually the DA's office. It was the district attorney's, let me pull this up. It's called the California District Attorneys Association. They are committed. This is what they put out. And remember, our Dan Dow is the president of this association, is committed to protecting public safety and is proud to support AB 2727 as amended April 7th. What this came down to is California was trying to make lower sentences because people were getting arrested for something like theft and it was way too much and they were trying to make lower sentences, but they went so far. Remember when theft became not really a crime, a citation? And it put drugstores out of business. But at the same time, they kept changing the rules for sex offenders, child sex offenders, child predators. So it used to be you had to do a certain amount of time. Let me pull this up and tell you what it was. It used to be they would be eligible for elderly parole to just those age 65 who had served at least 25 years of their sentence. That was the rule. And then they just kept lowering it. And currently, you can get out at 50 if you've served 20 years. So you can be a man that assaulted and raped multiple children, and now they're letting you out on parole earlier. So the District Attorneys Association is massively fighting to support a new law that doesn't allow dangerous sex offenders of children to get out at age 50 with only 20 years. What does it matter if you were given 200 years that you're eligible for parole? And they are really pushing amending the parole system. Assemblyman Stephanie Nijutin is the one that took the step and promoted AB 2727. And again, Dan Dow and a group of other district attorneys wrote an opinion piece on Cal Coast News titled "Time to Amend California's Elderly Parole Program." I recommend that everybody go there, and I recommend that you support this. This is one thing I often see. You have something that is too far one way. So they're arresting people for stealing something small, and they're spending too much time in jail. And suddenly you can go in and take $1,000 worth of stuff and get out of a store, and you're getting a citation. And then now they're trying to find a middle road. But when someone is, when it comes to child predators, the district attorneys are saying, no, that should not be one of those things where you want them out of jail early. What do you think about the fight to keep this law, to put it back to a longer sentence?
I think it should be. I think they should not get away with forgiving all the years they have to be in there. They should pay for everything they did. It doesn't matter if it's 50, 100, or it doesn't matter your age.
And the recidivism rate of child sex offenders is fairly high. And their argument is people after 65, the recidivism isn't as bad or is much lower. But the problem here now, they've gone down to 50. And they're saying 50-year-olds should be getting out in 20 years.
So that means that person that did that to my daughter is getting away with it because he's older than 50.
Well, no, it says he has to spend 20 years after 50, even if he gets 70 years. And with three victims, every case, he could get 70 years in prison. He would be getting out in 20 years if this law stays the way it is.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right for the kids. I don't think that's right for the victims. I think he should pay for the long sentence.
And again, when it comes to molesting children, the bigger issue is the long-term impact on the families, on the children, on the people in the community. And as you were saying earlier, you're now worried about even having family members over to your house.
Yes. I don't invite family members anymore. I don't do family gatherings no more. Because obviously at this point, you don't know who to trust because your own family did that to your own daughter. The one family that you open the door for every single time, or that you help them when they had nothing when they moved here from other state.
It is devastating to family. I'm going to give us a break and kind of get into some news stories and just get a softer topic for a while. And one of the things, as you know, we constantly or I regularly have people on about the wind energy farms and the fight over the wind energy farms. And as everyone knows, or most people know, President Trump has said that he does not want them moving forward with any of the leases that have not yet been built. So there's been a real holdoff in it. And in some cases, though, they're actually moving forward and offering to refund the lease monies. So for those that remember, there were leases. There are five leases off of the state of California. Three of the leases are off of the Morro Bay coastline. And I think they paid about, what was the amount paid for that? I think it was around $300 or $400 million is what they paid for those leases. So what happened, it was $400 million, more than $400 million. So what happened was recently, Total Energy had leases, two offshore leases on the East Coast. And they had paid $928 million for those leases. They made a deal with the federal government. They would refund that money to these companies as long as they would put it into natural gas and other power projects. They agreed to do it. Those projects are now dead in the water. So Attorney Saro Rizzo, who I believe is one of the best attorneys I have ever met, he sent a letter recently to the federal government, asking them to make the same type of offer to the three or to the five wind energy projects, lease companies off the coast of California, again, three in Morro Bay. And he has asked them, the U.S. Department of the Interior, to pursue settlement agreements. And for those that don't remember, Saro has been very, very good at ending many of the things that were going on with wind energy and battery storage in this county. And he is a superior attorney. If you want to read about that, it's on Cal Coast News. Should Trump refund fees for wind energy leases offshore of Morro Bay? Another thing that just happened, And I have been covering the Oceano Dunes, APCD, and all the baloney going on with some of the... Remember when they said there was silicon dust was going to cause cancer? It wasn't true. We're going to take a break from our sponsors, and I'll tell you what's going on now. And we'll have our last segment with a mom.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Stay comfortable and protected on the job with new boots from Tack and Shoes. Come in today. You'll find the area's biggest and best selection of high-quality footwear from brands like Wolverine, Redback, Danner, Timberland, Ariat, Keen, and so much more. Let Tack and's professionally trained staff help you find the perfect pair of boots for the kind of work you do. Tack and Shoes at the corner of 8th and Spring in Paso, 668 Marsh in San Luis, and online at 805boots.com. Tack and's proudly serving the Central Coast since 1937.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I've got a mom on the show right now, and we are talking about there's a current case against a man who allegedly abused a number of children. The mom is from Paso Robles. This is a local case. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to ask our guests today?
I would like to ask that I am so proud of the mom for having the courage to come online with you to tell her story. And I want her to know that there are so many moms in this community who care about her and support her. Karen, I would like to thank you so much for bringing her story to life. I want the mom to know that this community will rally around you and that you are in our thoughts and our prayers. And again, I'm very proud of you for having the strength to talk to everybody about this. And I hope you take care. Okay? Thank you, Karen. Bye.
Thank you. Well, that was very nice.
It was.
And I know this is hard, but I do think it's, I agree with her. This is powerful. And the reason you went the next day, you didn't care that this was family. You knew the importance of this, and you went the next day to law enforcement.
I did. I believe that up to this day, we should not trust no one, not even family. Always believe your kids, because I wouldn't think girls make that up. And always be there to support your kids.
As awful as this is, you still have the family, though. You have three different families in your family that are working together to get justice. Three. That's huge. And again, I watch these cases. Even with just two victims, these people usually get decades and decades. You have three victims who are strong young women in college. That's incredible.
It is incredible, but it is hard at the same time. It has not been easy. It's going to take a long time. But we'll feel better whenever he pays.
And the other thing is, I think that there are civil remedies. If there is money in a business, I think there's also civil remedies that can be sought. And I know that's probably not what you wanted to think about ever. And for those that weren't listening earlier, one of her cousins, came forward and had said that another uncle had molested them. And when they told their children what they had learned, one of their children said he had molested her, and it was her husband's brother. And when they told her husband, he had a heart attack and again was not able to work for some time, and is still having trouble. There was damage to his eye, a stroke in the eye also. And there was damage to the eye, and there is still a lot of medical treatment going on. How long ago did you learn of the abuse?
It's been over 2 years.
And there's still medical issues.
There's still medical issues. Now, my husband used to go to the doctor at the beginning, like once every 2 weeks to get treatment. Now he goes every 6 to 8 weeks. My daughter obviously is still on medication. I don't know for how long. Obviously, it's going to take a long time. It might be per life, because it's a damage that you have per life.
But she's still doing well in school. She's still moving forward with her life plans.
She is. And that's what I want her. I want her to keep going. And I know it's not easy, but I will always be there to support her.
We just got a text message. Just saw this on the news. Another case, a suspect got 93 years. And again, I'm telling you, Dan Dow's, as I have seen the penalties for child molestation in the last 20 years or 10 years skyrocket. A man just received 93 years. And you have three victims here with multiple counts on each victim. If the ones that I have seen in this day and age that don't get long sentences is then when there is one victim and there was one not assault type thing, but they still get significant sentences. But when you have over time, multiple victims. And one of the worst things here is, again, the children were told not to tell because their father, one of the fathers was a undocumented immigrant. He's now got full citizenship, not an undocumented, a documented immigrant married to a U.S. citizen. But they were threatened that if you do anything, we're going to have you kicked out of the country, he told the child. So the child did not tell her parents what was happening to her because she thought she was protecting his father. I imagine that's why it has hit him so hard.
Yes. He feels guilty. Up to this point, he still feels guilty. And we shouldn't be. We're not guilty. We are the victims. My daughter is the victim. We should not be ashamed of saying even our names because we are the victims.
And one of the other things that I think is very important, if you hear from somebody and they know of a case, and like in this case, there was the man's wife was trying to talk the family into retracting what they had said. It is very hard, but the most important thing is that you go to law enforcement as quickly as possible. Law enforcement in this day and age, it's not like 30, 40 years ago. They take it very seriously. And by going to law enforcement, you open the door to making sure this person doesn't get anyone else. This man is on bail. There are restraining orders for all of his victims and their families, I would hope.
Yes. Yes, we have restraining orders. He cannot be around any kids that are underage at this point. He's still out on bail. He owns his own business. He thinks he's getting away with it, maybe. I don't know. But I know I want him to pay for what he did.
In a lot of cases, they end up doing plea deals to, I think, avoid the trials. But others try very hard to claim they are innocent. And again, I don't see with multiple victims. I don't think I've seen anyone in decades not be convicted when there are multiple victims.
I hope not. I hope that having several girls makes it worse for him. I hope that sooner or later he pays. And I hope it's sooner than later.
And so they've told him not to be around children under 8 years old at all. So he's supposed to stay away from any children under the age of 8.
Yes. He cannot be around schools. He cannot be around no parks, no nothing. And obviously he cannot be around our family or try to get in contact at any point.
What type of business does he own?
He owns a cutting tree business.
So he's a tree trimmer and he owns his own tree trimming business. He's very successful though, as you said before.
Yes, he has a cutting tree business. He does pretty well. Obviously he's been paying all this time to be out, so he has the money.
The general way bail works is you get a bail bondsman. And so do you remember what his bail was?
I do not.
So if your bail's $100,000, you generally, I think you have to give around 10 to 20% down. I'm going to get this wrong. Yeah, maybe it's 10% you put down. So if you got $100,000, you have to pay them $10,000, but you don't have to pay more. It's a one-time thing. Sometimes if other victims come forward, or if you violate your conditions, they'll put another larger bail on it. As many of you know, there was a case in Templeton where a man was out on bail for harassing his neighbors, and he had his bail changed, I think, 4 times, where he had to come up with more bail because the man has not been convicted, but that he would not stop harassing his victims. So once you're out on bail, it isn't a continuing cost. I want to thank you very much. This was an important topic, and I know it was hard on you. Thank you for coming on the show today.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening.
This hour of Sound Off was brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals across the parking lot from the movie theater in Atascadero. Honest, veteran-owned. Buy or sell precious metals with integrity. Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.